Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right now, though, we have a guest on the line who I really do want to speak to. And welcome to Dula Tsele, who is the founder, executive director, and the CEO of Clean City South Africa. Good afternoon. So how are you?
Good afternoon, Katie, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. So I went to your website. I had a look at the work that you do. And one question really has to be at the core of it. Municipalities have services to clean up the city. Why is it necessary to have an organization like yours that picks up the slack?
Yeah. Katie, there's a huge need for the community to get involved. And I mean, municipalities have limited resources. If you look at urbanization, especially in the city of Johannesburg, and if you look at densification in the city, and then you find that there's just more people than the waste management organization of the city can afford. Therefore, it is important for the community to also get involved to manage and clean out the waste.
And do they get involved?
Yes. They do to a limited extent. It's just going to take a bit of a while. But that's basically what we are doing at Clean City, is to coordinate the cleanups of the communities in different parts of the city for them to take responsibility and take pride in the suburbs that they live in.
How did you get to, I mean, you founded this organization called Clean City. Why did you do that? Where do you live and why did you do this?
Thank you very much for that question. I think I'm fortunate enough to be living in a suburb in North World. So I always wondered why there's this stark difference between the suburban areas and especially the inner city of Johannesburg. I mean, mostly in the suburban areas, you find that it's clean. Yeah. You drive out of your household and you can hardly find waste pollution on the streets. And then you go right into the inner city of Joburg. There's just litter overflowing everywhere. And then I thought, and because I'm also been involved in community work, we've been doing cleanups in our area. And so then I thought, how about we then do cleanups on a regular basis so that we can see an impact in that particular area, rather than sporadic cleanups here and there.
Okay. And then you started this. When did you start this?
So I had this idea in 2019, December.
And then you had a pandemic. Awesome.
It was actually before the pandemic started.
Yes.
So I had in mind this idea in December 2019. I think I was fortunate enough to actually be part of the team that established the park run at Golden Harvest Park.
So, oh, wonderful.
So the idea that I thought about is that what about we use a similar method where if people clean up on a regular basis, they earn points and are rewarded for doing good in terms of waste pollution. And then I thought, what about on a Saturday morning, we get communities to clean up their areas where they live, work and play. And then in January of 2020, then I got together with a couple of people that I know to establish Clean City South Africa. I did put an idea together. And then we cannot believe that on the 5th of September 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, we launched our very first site in Berea, in the inner city.
Incredible.
With a team of 25 volunteers, yes.
That's amazing. So what was the city like during the pandemic? Because, did you find that it was cleaner because people weren't moving about?
Yes, absolutely. I remember at some point, I think after level 5, so when we opened up and I could actually drive to the city. So I had the chance, it was quiet, it was clean, so I could take photographs and drive through different parts of the city. It was very clean. And then I think as things started to go back to lower levels, and then it just got back to the way it was to a certain degree. You know, it was starting to be dirty again.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. So how does it work? Because you also have a feeding scheme as part of this cleanup. Tell us a little bit about that, because I just love it, because that then becomes the gift that keeps on giving. The more you get involved, the Absolutely. More good you actually do.
Yes. So then when we launched, we launched with 25 volunteers that live along Hartfield Road in Berea. So the idea is, so every Saturday morning as we launch on the 5th, so they earn 10 points out of that cleanup. So each time they attend, they earn 10 points. And then once they've reached 120 points, then we reward them with a ShopRite voucher of 300 Rand. That was at the time on the 5th of September
when we
started. Yes, amazing. And then, and you can understand the socioeconomic challenges that we face in our cities. And then, so then on the Monday, ShopRite Checkers got on board to say, we will support you with the vouchers anyway. And then we opened up another team in Pretoria Street, which is cleaning up a block there. So as of today, we have 40 volunteers that clean up every single Saturday morning in those two locations.
Amazing.
And we reward them with, so now it's gone up to 350 Rand worth of vouchers every 3 months. And then because we are sponsored by ShopRite, so they also bring in the soup kitchen.
Incredible. That's incredible.
Into that, yes.
So even
yes,
though you're
amazing.
A volunteer, you are getting some form of benefit from doing it, other than a feel-good feeling that you are building your community, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's just another thing, Kathy.
Yeah.
So on Mandela Day, in fact, we are now expanding this to invite, you know, different organizations to join us in the heart of Hillbrow on Mandela Day, Monday, the 18th of July, to clean up about 5.5 kilometers of stretch of Claim Street and its surrounding blocks.
So proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Dula.
Yes,
amazing.
So I'm really inviting us to join us. There's so much that we can do. We can make a difference. And the community is the one that can take a responsibility and deal with the waste that we see in our streets.
Absolutely incredible. Dula Tele, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure that this won't be the last time that we speak to you. Just keep up the fantastic work.